Jonah chapter 1. The book of Jonah. So we said we're doing a mix of a book study and character study. Character study, I explained a bit of that last week. I said you can teach on Abraham and not Genesis. Right? And you look at the life of Abraham. Abraham is not just in Genesis. Abraham is in the Psalms. Abraham is in the Epistles. Paul mentioned Abraham in Galatians, mentioned Abraham in Romans. So when you do character study, you can see the life of, okay, now this is interesting. Jonah. His life is beautiful like this, but now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Amen. Are you there now? Jonah 1. So I gave you enough time to find it in the table of contents. It's after Obadiah. That makes it worse. Are you there now? Are you there now? Alright. Jonah 1. Don't forget, last week we started by saying the book of Jonah is not fictional, right? So, Jonah existed. Jonah, the son of Amittai. And we said, even though you might not see it in the way it is classified in the prophets, we said Jonah is a major prophet. Remember? He was known. He ministered in Judah, or Judea, same. He ministered in Judah while Elijah and Elisha ministered in Israel. Don't forget, when we looked at location study, we said Judah was separated from Israel. Remember? Eh? So you can be a king of Israel, not a king of Judah. Judah was called out of Israel, separate to the north. And Jonah was the priest of God, or was the prophet of God in Judah. And he was known. He was a man of reputation. So it's not a fictional my book of Bible story. By God's grace, we are going to rewrite some of the stories in the scriptures. I'll probably take that as a personal project next year. We're going to rewrite some of those stories, like David and Goliath, Jonah, the fish, the Garden of Eden, which other major story? Samson, yeah. Samson would be interesting to write. We'll write it but for both adults and children. Amen. And the cover of the book will be yellow. Hallelujah. Intentional. I'll ensure that the cover is yellow and the book of my Bible story will be written in red. Amen. Because some of those stories carry the very life and dogma of the Christian faith. That if they are misinterpreted, it's a domino effect. Till today, the lack of understanding of the Garden of Eden and what God told Adam has become a domino effect that has not allowed a lot of people to grow spiritually. So they still see God in a particular light where he's not. That's not him. Amen. And the book of Jonah, or the story of the man Jonah, brings us to our knees again to pray and to seek God's face. It gives us another perspective of who God is and how he works. So walk with me this morning again. So the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 1 verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai. So we said he's not a fictional character. This is Mr. J.O. Amittai. Amen. You see, the O part, I'm going to explain very well today. The O, Olori Kukun, meaning stubborn. And you're going to see why he's stubborn. When we get there, I will allow you to be the judge. This man, you will not be stubborn like Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, don't forget, we already looked at his precedence or his record in the book of Kings. Remember? Where we look at how he says things and they come to pass. That's who God has made him. And verse 2. But God is not saying now. Say now. Meaning, God is the God of faces. There are periods in your life God can allow you fool around a bit. I use that word loosely. And God can say, let's allow. And there are certain times and God says, nah, this is a new chapter. Now means, regardless of what Jonah has done in the past, God is saying, this is going to define a lot. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. Meaning, regardless of what you have done in the past, yes, you said Israel will reclaim their land and it happened. You said this one will be healed and they were healed. You've preached to many. You've comforted many. But now, what are you doing now? He said something to the Jew. He said, you will not be a yesterday's man, right? Huh? No, there are people that are yesterday's people. All they bask off is in the glory of yesterday. That's not me in the name of Jesus. Because it's easy to say. So even as a preacher, as a pastor, as you're saying it, you're also talking to yourself. Like I told you, the wheat and the tares can go together. They can grow together. The fact that I'm preaching it does not mean I'm over it. This is Jonah who had done a lot. I probably have not even done half of what Jonah did before the Lord now says, now. So God is always in the present. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. And that calls us to reflect on our own now. I know you used to fast and pray. What about now? You used to have periods in your life where you just listen to sermons. What about now? Now, when someone is listening to someone beside you, say, can you just lower it? What about now? Now your fasting starts and ends by 12 noon. Say, to God be the glory. That's a movie. Amen. You can't take a day to just fast. I don't mean a hunger strike. I mean just dedicating that period, that moment, that number of hours to listening and getting God's plan for your life. Recalibrating. Fishing out error. Troubleshooting. That's what fasting should do. I'm troubleshooting. I want to know where there are lapses. What needs to be fixed. And I fix it in the place of prayer. Amen. Now. What is in your now? Hallelujah. I don't used to steal before. A thief cannot steal that in court. I just started stealing yesterday. All my life I don't used to steal. Now. Hallelujah. Your now will be greater than yesterday. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Jonah saying, arise. Go to Nineveh, that great city. Cry against it, for their wickedness has come upon me. And we said, is this instruction ambiguous? Eh? Is it very complicated? I think everywhere in the world, when you say arise and go, even a two-year-old knows what go means. Right? How old is Tam Tam? Okay, she's not two yet. But if you tell Tam Tam, go. She'll go. Right? Just go, go. Because go is clear enough. So God told this great prophet, arise, go. And he shows you the nature of God's instructions. The nature of God's plan. If it's complicated, it's likely not God. If the details are not clear, it's likely not God. You see, his will is plain even to a four-year-old. God told Jonah, expecting that Jonah understands. Come on, right? I said it last week. I said, this book is meant to end in verse 2. He just meant to say, God told Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, for their sin has come unto me. And Jonah went to Nineveh. Book of Jonah should be Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. But it made it interesting. Amen. We saw different characters, including a fish. It made it very interesting. So you begin to reflect again. What is God telling me? What has He told me in the past? Like we said, His will is not complicated. His plans are simple. And you will follow His plan. Are you with me this morning? I said His plans are simple and you follow His plan. Can we verse 3 together, everybody? 1, 2, go. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence. Twice the presence of the Lord was mentioned. So the first time I got the weight of this teaching was in 2009. Pastor Kumi preached on this. It was a DLCF program in OAU, on OAU campus. And I cried. And since then, sometimes I just routinely go back to the book of Jonah again, just to remind myself of Tarshish. Amen. Jonah rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord, and he went to Tarshish. If you have an NLT version, because I was looking at that during the week, I think NLT or NIV said he went the opposite direction. Who has NLT or NIV here? Did he say that? What did he read it for me? That's what I want to hear. So he went to the opposite direction. God said, that great city. And Jonah stood up and said, it's time for Tarshish. And we said, what happened? Between what God said and Jonah packing his bags, we said, so I asked you to go listen to a teaching we had in 2023, right? Silent conversations with Jonah. We said, Jonah had a conversation with himself. Things don't just happen. We think it's true. Except you're a madman. Amen. Except you're mentally unstable and insane. That's why you say, you don't think before you do things. But you're not mad, right? Okay, you're small. You're okay, right? You're okay, yeah? Ah, good. Jonah heard God's instruction. Unambiguous, not complicated. And he thought things through. I said something last week. I said, you have to pay attention to your heart. I'm saying again, none of us above what I'm saying, including myself. Pay attention to your heart. The secret, quiet conversations. So quiet your wife may not even know about it. So quiet. So quiet your mom, your sister, your friends. They can't even hear it. Only you. Only you know what is going on your heart. Silent conversations. It's not recorded. But did we see what Jonah said to himself? Eh? Come on. Did you see it? Between verse 2 and verse 3, Jonah says some things in his heart. Me, I will be praying. Is that Christian life not boring? He said things in his heart. We can't hear. In church, Jonah is still wearing a very nice suit. Not you. You wore suit. So he wore suit today. Jonah is still wearing a very nice senator. Right, so let me just use what I'm putting on. Jonah is putting on a nice art. Very nice dress. High heels on display. That would be generous. But there are conversations going on in the heart. And God sees it. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it comes all the issues of life. That means if I don't guard my heart, my life will not reflect what God is doing. Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Interesting. So, that is deliberate. That is intentional. When a man takes a direction, it is intentional. He rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So, let us define what Tarshish is. Tarshish will be any place that appears to be a hideout from the presence of God. I'll come again. Tarshish will be any place that serves as an hideout from the presence of the Lord. It could be a city. It could be a job. It could be a spouse. It could be a friendship. It could be a hobby. Amen. It could be a project. Anything. Anything that takes me away from what God wants me to do now is Tarshish. Are we together this morning? He rose up and he said, Tarshish, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything that takes him out from what God said can be Tarshish. They may call it Port Harcourt, but it's Tarshish. You can call it Lagos, but it's Tarshish. You can call it a project. Save our teenagers. And God is saying, I didn't send you to save any teenager. I sent you to Ibadan for a missionary trip. As noble as that Save Our Teenagers project is, and you are even sharing Bible and materials, he's Tarshish. You see that this calls for a deep reflection. Are you listening to me? So Tarshish is not necessarily a bad place. But if it's taking you out of what God said you should do, then you're on the road to Tarshish. And I pray for as many as on the road to Tarshish that there will be a turnaround. Amen. So are you running away from the will of God? Something like we will be ministry, like I said. But if that's not where he sent you, it is Tarshish. Anything that takes a man away from the will, purpose, and plan of God. Takes a man away from what God asks you to do. Could be a friend. Use that friend as an hideout. Could be a fellowship. Say, God wants me to be doing this thing. I don't want, so I'll join a fellowship where I don't have to necessarily do what God wants. You literally ends there. Where is Tarshish? Are you listening to me? Could be a relationship. But as we see, verse 3. Look at the Bibles. So we said before he went to Tarshish, he went down to where? Joppa. I didn't say Europa. He went to Joppa. To get to Tarshish, you have to first get to Joppa. It's not on the way to Nineveh, but it goes to Joppa. It leads to Joppa. It leads to Tarshish rather. You know, some believers will even tell you, I'm not in Tarshish. Sir, look at me. I'm not in Tarshish. I'm only in Joppa. It's like going to South Africa and you are heading towards Sokoto. There's no road. Amen. You are going the opposite direction. Are you listening to me? South Africa literally is in south. So if you know where Nigeria is, right? You know your map, right? Nigeria is at the heart of Africa. He went to Joppa. So some things are not Tarshish yet, but they are on the road to Tarshish. I'm not. Pastor, I don't do all of those things yet. No, don't see me like that. Don't see me like that. Nobody's seeing you anyway. But are you on the road there? I know God is touching your heart this morning. I know he's doing that. He's correcting what needs to be corrected. I'm only at Joppa. But at Joppa, you'll be seeing the signboard of the ship going to Tarshish. You know, when you go to the airport and you have to ask, where is the lane or the one where we're going to? Maybe give me a country, a random one. Switzerland. I'm going to Switzerland. They'll tell you, go to A5, right? Go to B1. Whatever is the label. Or if you go to the bus park, right? I know in the bus park, those days, I don't know whether now it's mouth. Before it used to be, you would have like a signboard. It's already printed and all of that. You put it on the bus. This bus is going to Delta State, Asaba, they call it Asaba. This one is going to Iwo Road. This one is going to Abuja, right? So when you get to the bus park, what do? I'm going to Abuja. I just go to the bus going to. You don't go to the one you are seeing, but I can say, how is everybody here? How is everything? Shewa. How much are they carrying? What concern you? You're going to Abuja. Is it making sense? So, Jonah got to Joppa. Joppa prepares you for Tarshish. That's where, in Joppa, you make friends that are also going to Tarshish. You get it? That's why you meet like minds. Because a man does not just end up in Tarshish in a day. He has to get to Joppa. Are you listening to me? See, I'm not a prostitute. You can't go from speaking in tongues to selling your body for money in a day. It starts with silent conversations at home, at Gatefa, right? Silent conversations. Then gradually, you get to Joppa. You know what Joppa looks like? Buy me air. What happened to the one God gave you? You're asking someone who is not your husband or a friend. I know you call him friend. Then you had boy. And we all know what that means. He's not your fiance. He says he's a man of goodwill. A man of the fruit of the Spirit. Only kindness. You are not in touch. If you cannot buy me clothes, I cannot go out with you. Why are you naked? You don't have clothes. It's Joppa. What Joppa looks like is skipping prayer meetings. I'm still in church. I'm still active in my unit. I just don't pray. I'm not doing anything anybody has not done before. It's prayer, I don't pray. I didn't kill anybody. It's not Tarshish yet. It's just Joppa. But it's not the way to Nineveh. It's not on the road to doing what God said. It's on the road to Tarshish. You won't end up in Tarshish. Amen. So, Jonah found his way. When he got there, he saw labels. The Bible says, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and he went down to it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You might have felt, if I'm going to Tarshish then, because I'm going away from God's plan, I'll be the only one on the road. No. You will meet people that are also going there. There are many people going to Tarshish. It's not only you. I mean, you are not going, amen? There are many people. You can even meet a pastor there. Ex-anointed. It's Samson. They say, Samson is the judge of Israel. God has put power on Samson. He's on the road to Tarshish. He's on the road to Tarshish. So you can meet Samson there. You can meet Saul, the king of Israel there. And it will look like the right company. But Jonah knew this ship is away from the presence of God. You will not flee God's plan to Joppa. How says he found a ship going to Tarshish. He found a ship going to Tarshish. He looked for it and he found it. Like I said, at the airport, there are different aircraft, right? Yeah? Different companies. Valuejet, Airpeace. I'm talking about our own. Which other one do we have? Ibom Air. Arik. Are they still working well? They are still working well. You know, you find different ones. You look at your ticket. You say, okay. You find your own place. You check in. Jonah did all of that. So it's not easy to get to Tarshish. He found a ship going there. Pastor Kumi, his birthday was yesterday, by the way. 85 now. Can we clap for Jesus? What does that mean? You can be consistent too, right? If you see anyone who has been serving God for decades, 40, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, it shows you possibilities that you too can be what? You are consistent in the name of Jesus. I said you are consistent in the name of Jesus. You don't lose it on the road. Amen. Your sun does not set at midday. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You are not yesterday's man. You keep making history. Amen. I said you keep making history. Amen. So I remember, Pastor Kumi said, he found a ship going to Tarshish. And that illustration has not left me. I think I said it 2023. He said, sometimes that fish, that sheep is friendship. Amen. A friendship going to Tarshish. Sometimes a relationship. Before that relationship, you knew God. You hear Him. You long for His plan. You long for His voice. You want to hear Him again. You want to do His plans again. But since that relation, found a sheep. An internship. Housemanship. Just look at any sheep. It could even be a hardship. I say, the reason why I'm no longer consistent like before, things are hard. Things are hard. You are barren, Jopa. You paid the fare there. Are you listening to me? We said Tarshish again. Remind me, where is Tarshish? That place, that hideout from the will of God. He says, is the will of God complicated? Is the will of God ambiguous? Is he hard to understand? What would take a man away from there? Silent conversations. The man will have, he has said something in his heart. I can't go like this all my life. Things are hard. I have to do fraud. Years ago, I heard of the story of a man of God. Thank God for his life. Things were so hard and difficult. And he wanted to do money ritual. And this was someone who I heard of. I know him by name. I'm not going to mention the name. He said the story himself. I'm not going to mention the church. I wanted to mention the church too. But, you know, old-time prophets. So things were so hard. He could not pay house rent. He could not send children to school. Remember about this. This happened in the late 80s. And he was sharing the story. Hardship took him to a Babalawo's house. And he rammed. There are some people God will not allow to do. Like I said, some people, God can allow some things. And there are some people. I said, which one am I? Don't find out. Hallelujah. I said, don't find out. I said, is it God that asked Elijah to call down fire? Like, can God call down fire? I said, don't find out. You know the best thing? Not to find out whether it's God that called down the fire or not. You just walk on in peace. Hallelujah. But a lot of people say it's a consuming fire, by the way. What does that mean? I don't know. Do you want to find out? He said, God told him, I will not allow you. That's what happened to Jonah. So, like I said, the road to Tarshish is not lonely. You find people there that will tell you, you are not alone. We are together again. We are together again. Going to Tarshish, Tarshish, Tarshish. We are together again. Going down to Joppa. We are together again. We are together again. Going to Tarshish. They will encourage you. You are not the only one. These things happen to the best of us. Me too, I used to pray. Me too, I used to have strong morals. But you see, it's not the end of the world. The road to hell is not lonely. You've got friends there. Are you listening to me? Can we pray for ourselves this morning? Just where you are. Help my heart, Lord. These things sound fictional. They sound like it's not happening to anyone. Help me, Lord Jesus. Show me your heart for my life this morning. Show me your will. Let it be clear. Help my resolve. Help my decisions. Amen. So, he found a ship. It's a friendship, relationship, a partnership. A business partnership that will take a man to Tarshish. A scholarship. A sponsorship. I don't know why many sheep are coming to my head now. Say, now we are sponsoring you. Have you asked God, where is this sheep going? A man can start a church and is a sheep. Is a wrong sheep to Tarshish. If God did not send you, I know God's will for my life. And I stay at the center of it. I don't want what you don't want, Lord. I don't go where you don't want. I don't know. I don't want what is not in your plan. Because listen to me. Whether you agree with me or not, every man will give account for what they did with their life. I said it in the video. Right? I said you give account for every day. If Jesus said you give account for every word, it means that everything you said every day. And I said, today is what? 7th of June. Listen to me. 6th of June was yesterday. You will never have another 6th of June 2026 again. Let me say it again. The 6th of June 2026 will never happen again. It means what has not been done in that day remains undone till eternity. That's how I see every day. Whatever was not done remains undone. That means in giving account for that day, I can't edit it. I can't say, I can only get better and do things and change the story. You get what I'm saying? But yesterday is gone. Like a vapor in the wind, gone. It's gone. So the road to Tarshish is not lonely. There are people there also telling you we are together. What direction is your ship going? Have you checked the label? Are there others on the ship telling you, cool down? I'm also going there. We are helped of God in Jesus' name. Amen. So, let's go back to Jonah chapter 1, verse 3. We are seeing verse 3. Hopefully, we should get to verse 5 today. He went down to Joppa. So, Jonah rose up to flee from, or to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and he found a ship going to Tarshish. And he paid the fare. And we said, going away from the presence of God comes at a cost. He paid the fare. For some, it cost them their joy. Some, it cost them their peace. Yeah. Since I just stopped this time, I don't know. I don't feel fulfilled. You wake up from sleep and you are still tired. And it's not medical. Life does not have meaning. Yeah, there's money in your account. But it still looks like there's just something that is empty. When people say, I just need money in my life and everything will be perfect. You don't know what they are saying. And the pastor, do you have money? No. I mean, not yet. Amen. Amen. Several people who had it have said the same thing. It's not the answer to everything. There's a gap only God can fill. No marriage, no companionship can fill it. No figure in your account can fill it. Only God. Allow him. Life is meant to be lived in joy and peace. Allow him give you that. Going to Tarshish comes at a cost. Later we're going to see that Jonah got to Nineveh for free. Amen. I said he got to Nineveh for free. When is God's will? You will know. You're not paying any cost. Above the cost of discipleship. You're not paying with your joy. You're not paying with your peace. Some even pay with their lives. It comes at a cost. Sister, you've kept your body all these years. Then suddenly, from Joppa to Tarshish, several abortions, and our life is gone. Tarshish just cost that one his life. Or her life, rather. Some years ago, you were there. Departmental fellowship. They brought a man who went to prison. I don't know. You were in that meeting. Dr. Ejusele. Ayebusi. Okay, you're not in that fellowship. Imagine. I've cast you now. So I was in the fellowship. So the man was sharing. He just came from prison 2 years before that. And he was sharing how he grew up in the church. His father was a pastor. And all of that. He said, and God kept telling him, you are going to preach. I've given you utterance. And he was crying as he was saying it. You know when someone is giving a sermon and in between, he would cry for 3 minutes. And everybody just waiting. And he'll come back again. And after 10 minutes, he says, excuse me. And he'll cry again. At some point, the professor who invited her had to go to him and say, if I continue. So I'll continue. And he said, He knew that God wanted him to preach. But he had other plans. So I told him, I said, I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to be like my dad. I want to chop life. Chop. Meaning to enjoy. And he told the father said, but I'm enjoying my life. By the way, the father was not someone who was poor. No. See, I'm enjoying my life. Leave preaching for him. Father was a pastor in Redeem. Or he's a pastor in Redeem. If he still is. And he said, no, that's not my plan. That this utterance I have, I want to use for comedy. So he began to do comedy. All around Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt. He said, but at some point, it was not enough because he now got into drugs. So all the money went that route. And when it could not keep up, the career was down. The comedy career, so what's the next thing? He needed money to sustain the lifestyle he has already. So he started stealing. And one day they went to rob armed robbery. Not the stealing of armed robbery. So they went to rob. Said there were 7 armed. And they went to that rich man's house and they robbed. And everybody escaped except him. The story of Jonah exactly. Everybody survived on that ship except him. They caught him because someone died on the scene. So he was sentenced to life. Because it was life, eternal life. No. Was sentenced to life imprisonment. It's not eternal life. Meaning he will never see outside anymore. But somehow, God's grace found him again. Was put on parole. And after 15 years, came out. Came out to now start doing what he said he would never do. This time, with a broken knee. Amen. Did Jonah eventually go to Nineveh? If God wants you, he will get you. Just do it now. Jacob said, my days are plenty. They are few rather, but they are full of regrets. And he was saying that with a broken tie. May you not suffer before God start using you again. You said the sad reality of Tarshish is that there's companionship there. It costs some people their joy, their peace, and some their life. Like that man. What would he have done in the space of 15 years? A lot. Lulu's church is not 15. So I can imagine, and you go to JC Media and then look at how many teachers. And some are not even there. I can confidently say we have over 100 teachings that are not there. There are some who say, don't put out. And you have that much. And it's not even 10 years. This man spent 15 years in prison. Forget the ones that he did used to do comedy and the drugs and everything. Eventually went back to Nineveh for free. And you are Joppa. Or maybe you're already at Tarshish. Hope is not lost. Let's read on. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. To that man it was imprisonment. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Sorry, where was Jonah at this point? He went down to the ship, right? Ah, good. Verse 5. Let me verse 5 together, everybody. Want to go? Look at the Bibles. Want to go? Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth their luggages that were in the ship into the sea so that to lighten it. But Jonah was gone down into the ship of the side of the ship. He lay there and was what? Meaning, he didn't even take his seat. He knew, when you see a man of God, someone who has been preaching the gospel, who flows with the gift of the Spirit, and suddenly he meets himself in a club, There's a reason, there's a way you sit. You know it. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. It's just this. You see what? You reverend missus. Let me use that joy, for example. Not in Jesus' name. I say, oh yeah, I can't imagine. Oh yeah. I was just long, long, in club. And you're saying all that. You know, there's just something in you that says, I don't belong here. It's an inner knowledge. Jonah knew. He was seeing them on the ship and said, he went to where they used to put load to sleep. That sleep is not a sleep of rest, though. Is a troubled sleep. Have you been troubled before and you went to sleep? Anybody? Me. I remember one day in Arsenal. 2023-2024 season. Arsenal lost 2-0 to Aston Villa. It was in the Sunday afternoon. Bro, Shola, you're in my house. And as we just finished that match, I just went to bed. It's not the sleep of rest, though. That sleep was not fruitful. I was seeing masquerades. Things chasing me. But we thank God. Glory at last. Amen. Amen. Jonah had that same experience. Just worse. This one is not Arsenal. I think Arsenal does not really concern my life like that. Jonah was at the base of the ship, sleeping. Trying to get away. He's trying to paint the reality that I'm not one of them. This is a man of God. He's trying to say, I'm not among them. I'm different. We're in the same ship to Tarshish. But in this ship, I still go to JC Media in this ship. In this ship, when I feel like, I come to our church. You get? In this ship, I might be doing something, but I'm not with everybody. I am down. Pray for yourself again. Help me. Only you can help me, Lord. Help me. Strengthen me to go in the way you want. I know I cannot help myself. My strength is never enough. I'm the mortal man. You are God. Help me, Lord Jesus. Amen. I shall pray for myself. I'm praying for myself. So the ship was troubled. So he lay down. He knew he was in the wrong ship, among the wrong companies. MOG. He grew up in the church choir. But now. So verse 6. The shipmaster came unto him and said, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God. If so be that your God will think upon us, that we perish not. And he said, everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. J-O, right? Amittai. Then they said unto him, please tell us, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is your occupation? Where did you come from? What is your country? From what people? See, maybe Jonah did not feel his manifest very well. You understand? You know, when you're traveling, there's a manifest, you feel it. So they have to go through the manifest and say, there's someone whose name is not complete. You just wrote J-O. Because if you had written Jonah Amittai, and he has put Gat Epha, you would have said, is that not, you know, when you have a reputable pastor in a country, come on, you got what I'm saying? God forbid, when Pastor Adeboye feel, and you see, Enoch Adejare Adeboye, amen. You can't but know whose name that is, amen. So Jonah did not do that. Because they'll have asked him, man of God, what's taking you to Tarshish? So Jonah just wrote, J-O, figure it out. So while they were casting their own bags into the sea, they were going to the manifest. They went to that sea. There's an empty seat here. Who does he belong to? It's certain J-O. Where is he? So they went to the bottom of the ship, found him sleeping. Man, tell us, who are you? The man of God. Now turn to someone who is meant to be the light of the world, who is not meant to be placed under a bushel. He's meant to be known. You're asking him, what's your name? From where? What's your occupation? Who are your people? Are you listening to me? Let's see what Jonah said. Mr. Jonah, Prophet Jonah. Verse 9. Are you there? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. Indeed, the God of heaven that made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why have you done this? For the men knew he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. Amen. Let's follow. So, we've gotten the story. Jonah fled from the presence of God, right? Went to Joppa. From Joppa to... Do you recognize Joppa? Eh? When you see Joppa, you know Joppa. Hallelujah. You can trace your step and say, ah, come on. Joppa, I'm who are you? I'm already in Joppa. On the road to Tarshish. When he got to Tarshish, or in the ship, he could not mingle with them. It has cost him his joy and peace. He went down to sleep. Then the wind started. Then he cast lot. He fell on the seat of Jonah. He said, where is he? He said, what are you doing, O sleeper? Maybe that's what he has been doing. Sleeping in the Jews. Sleeping during sermons. What are you doing, O sleeper? Then Jonah said, I'm an Hebrew. I fear the Lord. Observe what he's saying. He said, my own God. Because they all called on their gods, remember? He said, my own God created the land and the sea. This wind is from him. This wind you are seeing is from him. So what should Jonah have said, done? Walk with me. If Jonah said, are you with me this morning? If Jonah said, this wind is from God. If you can turn this ship back, you know, it has to be 180, Abi, because it fled the opposite direction. If you can turn this ship back, the wind will stop, right? Come on, will it stop? I don't know how big the vessel was, but if they had just steered it again to face Nineveh, he said, call on your God. Jonah said, no. He said, but he said he's the one that created the land and the sea. Call on him. Maybe he'll rescue us. Jonah said, I'm not calling on him. You know, if they had steered it back to Nineveh and the raging tempest stopped, that would have been a crusade on the ship. They would have all said, ah, the God of Jonah. What a mighty God he is. Even the storms obey him. Right? Everyone would have fell to their knees. And Jonah would have said, you see, now small disobedience, I disobey you. See what has cost us. He is God. And people have said, I believe him. Jonah said, rather than steer the ship, throw me out. I know they go anywhere, say. Now you understand where the O came from. Stubborn prophet. He said, as this ship said, is Tarshish bound and it must get here. Rather than, I don't want to know what will happen. I say, this God will not use me, say. He said, throw me into the sea. What kind of man that would rather die? He would rather die than do what God said he should do. That did not start in a day. Things must have been going on in his heart. Maybe someone offended you. And because of offense, you've hardened your heart. Maybe you're trying to prove a point to someone. Likely, you don't get the chance to breathe God's air to prove a point to another man. You are using your entire life to prove a point. Some people get married out of proving a point to friends. I can also do it. So, what's the point? Start a ministry so that you can prove a point that you also know the word. What's the point? You are in Joppa on the road to Tarshish. God did not send you there. And maybe God is sending you this message instead of a wind. And it's allowing you to hear this rather than send a wind. Because if there's something the story of Jonah is telling us right now, God can send a wind. I'm not going to mince words on that now. There's something the story of Jonah is telling us now. God can send the tempestuous wind. But if you're hearing this message, then he's sending this instead of the wind. Don't go beyond Joppa. You can turn this morning. Performance is close. Jonah said, throw me. Throw me into the sea. Verse 11. They said unto him, what shall we do unto you that the sea may be calm? In verse 12, he said, take me up. Cast me into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this wind is upon you. Verse 13. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land. That means they didn't want the death of a man upon on their own necks. They said, we're going to try to steer this vessel to the land. But he could not. For the sea wrath and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, let us not perish for this man's life. There are people like that. Their presence in a friendship, in a partnership, is causing great wind to it. Because that's not where they belong. You don't belong there. You know. You know that some of these things you're doing, that's not you. You don't belong there. And God is telling you this morning, it's Joppa, you can turn back. There is no point going down to the ship, going to the sea, to be ripped apart before you eventually now land in Nineveh. The story of that man humbles me a lot. He said, the utterance God gave me, I will use for comedy. While he preached that day, I recall a number of people crying. There was someone I saw that I know in the department, and I saw him. And that was the day he got saved. Till today, he's in a church. I think he's probably an assistant pastor or something now. And that was the day he got saved. Meaning, God used that man's experience, his Tarshish experience. He's using it to get more people saved. But he would have been doing that regardless. He said, I knew it from 14 years old that I was going to preach. It was a known knowledge. Everybody knew. You know, there are people like that. Everybody already knows. I remember growing up, and everyone would tell me in church, you are going to preach. I knew it. Everybody knew it. Thank God it happened, and it will keep happening. Because Jonah too was preaching, but he was not. He said he knew it. He just didn't want it. And God said, whether you want it or not is not my concern. My air is in your lungs. You are breathing God's air. So when he needs you, he needs you. When he wants you, he wants you. Are you listening to me? His air is in our lungs. Jonah said, I will not cry to him. I will not go. Throw me. That's why I call him stubborn prophet. Because it takes something for a man to say, I would rather die. That prison put me there. And God said, Even that, I will not make your will come to pass. That prison you want, you will not go. So they threw him into the sea. Bible says, and God prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. We'll see the fish. We'll see what happened there. Because this man was still stubborn. There's a reason why I said, Olori Kukun. Even after the great swallowing, he said, Nineveh, I know they go. But this morning, God is not sending you a wind. He's sending you his word. And he's saying, turn. Steer the ship back to Nineveh. I've called you by name. I've called you by name. I want you to do my will. See, God's will is not ambiguous. It's not complicated. There's no other person in the entire world who wants a more glorious life for you than the one who created you for his pleasure. He knows you by name. Every hair strand on your head, he knows you. And he wants you. He wants you in his plan. God told Jonah, arise, go to the Nineveh. You are the one I can trust with it. There were lives waiting in Nineveh for Jonah. Just like there are lives waiting for you. While you're wasting away time, there are people in Nineveh waiting for you. What they are saying, I just want to enjoy my youth. The glory of the youth is their strength. That strength is for God. Many will still do what they said they will not do. That thing they said they will, they are walking away from God, but they will eventually still do it because it's God. I say it's God. No matter how much Saul tried, David will be king. Use all your artillery, summon all your weapons. If God says David will be king, David will be king. He's God. No matter how much the brothers of Joseph tried, you can't kill him. Amen. You can't kill him. Because God needs him. Every Hebrew boy under the age of 2 were being killed. If God needs Moses, there's nothing you want to do about it. He will even raise him in your palace. You think you have the machine? You think you have the manpower? God will even make you raise him with your own food, with your own money. He's God. There's no running from his presence. Not to Joppa. Not to Tarshish. There's no going away from his eyes. And this morning, it's another call. He's calling you by name. And he's saying, let us walk together. He said, let us walk together. Let me use you for my glory. Let me use you to turn lives around. Let me use you to change families. Let me use you to change communities. And you are yielding. And you are yielding. You're not walking away. You're not walking away. And every strength you need to turn back, you have this morning. Your heart burns for him. I pray for you. That your heart burns for him. That you will not lose your taste. Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You will not lose your flavor. Life has its ups and downs. Things happen that shake us, that make us tremble. But I pray for you that the strength of God becomes your strength. That you find ease in doing God's will. And as you do it, his joy and peace is multiplied in your heart. Pray for yourself this morning.